Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen as we find out what happens when someone doesn't take advisory information seriously when experimenting with newly developed chemicals, shall we say. With that in mind, let's get started. Just giving yourself this opportunity to get comfortable, to listen, and to relax. Because after all, you've set aside this part of the day to enjoy this piece of audio, and you deserve to have that. So, just give yourself a moment to adjust your body and get comfortable, to move and shift and find that version of you which is most able to listen. If you need to adjust at all, of course, during the entire proceedings, please do feel free to do so. And if anything at all should come up, I'm sure you will find it is quite easy to return all the way back out from this lovely story to focus on and handle any such complications. Now, with all those little normal regulatory matters out of the way, why don't you give in to my voice for a bit as I take you on a journey into a story, into a world of possibilities that I can simply weave and wrap around you. To the dreamscape, like you may have been before. And if not, well then welcome as I open this door and guide you through. Just letting the world around you drift away, letting my words become the focus of today. Because for a little while, everything else can be let go. You know that you're allowed to take a break, and this certainly constitutes one in which you can indulge and enjoy yourself. Feels nice to let go of control for a bit, to be told a story, to be wrapped up in it, to be given a shape and a form and a set of possibilities to interact with. It's a nice feeling of relief to be without any particular direction other than the words that I say. That's where we're going first. The dreamscape, the representation of all that is possible at any given moment. It represents that. It takes on many shapes to many people. Some places it's lovely cloudscapes, and others it's just floating points of possibility, each representing the beginning of an experience different from all the others. An infinite expanse that sprawls out in front, behind, inside, up and down, and out. It's a nice place to be. And that's where you can come with me as you sink into this experience, as you allow each and every muscle in your body to grow more distant, more relaxed, further from you, and the voice of this story, of this truth, of this moment to become more and more present to you, to exist in the word, to be in the now, to be nowhere else, to relieve yourself of that responsibility. Of thinking, of being, of simply listening. That is all one must do for a little while. It's a delightful experience, I know. It's a relief, especially when you get to go to an interesting place and enjoy and experience and indulge. You've earned that. So, once more, let go. As you feel the clouds of the dreamscape calling, as you give yourself that opportunity to be present. Feeling that possibility that we are going to explore taking shape in front of you, around you, like a sweet pink blossom, like a wisp of smoke in the distance, refining into something solid, tangible. Possible, present, and real. And you can step right through it. You can feel the warping, twisting, bending of reality as you are transported across the threshold to somewhere else to somewhere new, to become present in another reality. This is a different you. Some things are different here. For instance, the clothing laid out before you on your bed. The container of pills purchased from the dark web. You couldn't help but be intrigued by the strange advertisement you found buried so deeply. Advertising Bimbo pills, TM, the ultimate party enhancer. Take away any social anxiety you may experience. Increase arousal and enjoyment. And let's be honest, they were intriguing because you wanted to know just what it felt like. Because apparently quite a few people have given them a try, and they seem to like them, based on the videos and photos you've seen. And maybe, just maybe, it'll give you the courage to wear what's on the bed. A pink latex bodycon dress. Pink pumps with ever so tall heels. And makeup that is much more garish than you would normally be able to talk yourself into. Not to mention the other accessories that complete the look. And as you gaze over them, again you find your vision locked on that pill bottle. You read the warnings and restrictions, and they seem somewhat ridiculous. There's an instruction on there that you should not, under any circumstances, have an orgasm while using Bimbo pills, TM, because then the effects may be irreversible or permanent, which to you seems rather ridiculous, seeing as most chemicals simply leave the body after a predetermined amount of time, which may vary slightly from individual to individual. But surely there's no way an orgasm could have any effect on it. It honestly just seems silly. I mean, who do these people think they are telling you what to do? The other mentions on there about having a handler also seemed rather ridiculous. But he decided maybe it was worth experimenting and, you know, starting with the recommended dosage, not taking more, even though people on the line had taken more and enjoyed themselves. So you reach out to grab the pill, knowing that hopefully later this evening you'll be departing to go out to the club with a whole new perspective for the evening, that you'll be able to put on this very delightful outfit without any fear, any embarrassment, and own how absolutely slutty it's going to make you look. The pills themselves are almost innocuous, except for the fact that while they resemble most capsule-based pills, they seem to have a pink fluid suspended inside, the one clear side and the other white, almost looking pink and white if you couldn't see the faint slosh of the fluid in there. You eye the capsule, grab a glass of water, holding it in your hand, examining it for a last instant before working up the courage to put it in your mouth and wash it down with the water. You sit for a moment, wondering how long it will take. You don't really notice much of anything. You begin to worry in the next little while as to whether or not you've just been scammed. You decide, though, regardless, you have a deadline to make of when you're supposed to be at the club to meet up with a couple of other people. So you start to get some lube out to help with that latex dress and start squirming your way into it. And as you do, you remember just how delightful latex can feel. Smooth, slick, soft embrace, that silky touch that it has across your skin. the way that it hugs tightly around your hips as you pull it up, the dress custom tailored to your figure, well, feels pretty good. Feels better than you remember. Feels so good you can't help but rub the latex across your body as you bring it up, finding yourself gravitating towards your nipples, feeling your hands roaming through the material instead of working it up, squeezing and massaging around them. Hands lost for a moment in the pleasurable feeling of gently rubbing the latex across your chest, noticing the shape of your chest has shifted a little. No, that couldn't be. Yet it feels fuller, more voluptuous than it was before, doesn't it? You glance down. It certainly does. Oh goodness, that feels good. You don't question it, though. It seems almost as if the part of you that should be worried about this sudden new development has simply disconnected from you, been turned off, been let go of. Instead, you just feel a thrill, an encouragement, a desire to pull the latex dress up higher and higher, to get into it the rest of the way. And so you do, carefully wriggling the dress up until you can reach the sleeve over each arm, the short bodycon sleeves of the dress just barely capping your shoulders, leaving the scoop neck wide and open to show off what seems to be getting bigger even now, stretching into the latex. It feels so good, like a hug, like a soft, gentle, silky caress around your enlarged, engorged, soon to be massive breasts. It feels so good to squeeze them through the material. You almost forget what you were doing until you recall that you need to pull up the zipper, carefully reaching back, getting it almost halfway up your back before you begin to struggle. Thankfully, you knew this was going to be an issue, so you're prepared, and you have a bent little piece of coat hanger to insert into the zip as you carefully place your hand, squeezing the zipper's sides together and using the coat hanger to pull up, up, up as the dress compresses around you, hugging you tightly, squeezing your body ever so wonderfully. Eyeing the shoes now and grabbing everything else, you hurry to complete the look, almost forgetting to do your makeup, but remembering as you catch a view of yourself in the mirror, and you certainly look stunning. Gosh, you don't remember the last time you looked this voluptuous. In fact, it's kind of hard to believe you can look this voluptuous, so curvaceous, as though even your hips have gotten wider. They do seem to be wider as you stare into the mirror. Could it be? You twist, you slide your hands down the slick material. Well, it doesn't matter. You have to be ready. So you just cast aside the thought. Getting yourself worked up more and more as you do, though, the squirming of the material across your newly enlarged bust, your ever-increasing sensitivity in certain regions, distracting you as you attempt to get your makeup done, yet you find you're able to apply the lipstick and mascara and foundation and everything in the proper order, even though for a moment you froze up when you first opened the bag. It's all on now, just as it should be, and surprisingly quickly. So perfect. Your lips looking plump, practically kissable. Fuller, even. Fuller than you remember. You purse them in the mirror, feeling a desire, a hunger beginning to ignite deep inside of you, an arousal, as though someone had cranked up a gas stove. God fucking damn, is this making you horny? You eye the container of pills. You know other people have taken more. I mean, if this is what it feels like with just one, What would two feel like? You can't help but wonder. No. That would be a bad idea. This is your first time taking it. You should be reasonable. But I mean, other people have taken 3, 4, 5, probably more. You're pretty sure you've seen someone take more, but it's hard to remember. But whatever. You just toss that silly little idea right out of your head. Because you're too busy examining how goddamn good you look, how nice it feels to run your hands up and down your body, to slip them under your dress, to find new places to touch, on your chest, in your groin, around your groin. There's areas that you just find yourself drawn to, bits of you that have been left unattended, that fire has been stoking. That squirming has not been enough. Oh, goodness, look at the time. You're almost late. You quickly gather up all of your makeup that you know you need to bring with you. That lipstick, that mascara, a little tiny bit of other stuff to do touch-ups, just in case. And you put it all into a nice matching little pink heart-shaped purse with your phone, checking your texts. And just as you do, you find yourself again faced with a container of pills. They look so delightfully gorgeous, so pretty, so intriguing. You wonder what would happen if you took just one more, just one more. That's only a little bit. It's not that much compared to other people. They've taken more than you. You can handle it. You're doing just fine. Look at you. You've gotten all ready. You're on time. This isn't a problem at all. You find your hand is holding the pill. You turn, looking for the glass again, grabbing it up, staring at your beautiful, drop-dead reflection, noticing how good your hair and your makeup, your dress and your heels look. Almost drifting out of existence. As you're just lost in this perfection, as though every bit of you had become molded, shaped, even your thoughts feeling glassy smooth. So blank, honestly, as you stare at yourself, smiling, almost grinning with the glee of how utterly fuckable you look. God, you're so horny. Let's be honest, this whole experience has gotten you so worked up. It's as though that fire inside was going to spill out at any second. You can notice that even now your thighs are squirming together under that dress. You must want to reach up and caress your chest again. Oh, how good it would fucking feel to have someone else do that. To have someone else's hands on you. To have them running over your chest, your thighs, elsewhere. So fucking goddamn needy. The pill is in your mouth before you can even think about it. Wanting more. More of that. Whatever this is, it is too good not to have more of. You wash it down. Nothing happens right away. You find yourself continually distracted, watching the time, knowing that your ride will be here at some point in the next 10 to 20 minutes. Losing track of time, finding that your chest is even fuller, your lips more plump, your brain feels as though someone had just squeezed all the thoughts out of it like a rag, as though every last thing in there was just falling away into a ditziness. You find yourself staring into the mirror, giggling. You find your hands lost on your body, unrestrained, unabashed. Why does it fucking matter if you touch yourself? It'll just make you more appealing to the people at the club. It's exactly what you fucking want. You want to be touched. You want to offer them the best that they could possibly find. You feel so goddamn good. The fire needs to be stoked, and so you do. Letting your hands wander, letting your touch become more than just a little bit intimate. As you begin to please, as you begin to touch yourself. You've earned this. Look at how hot you are. You're hot and you deserve to fucking come. After all this work to look this gorgeous and not coming, that's fucking stupid. You're gorgeous and beautiful and slutty, and you deserve to come. So you're going to. Your thoughts are quite simple, and they're really very true. As you find yourself pleasing this newly made perfection, an idol worthy of worship, as you grin ferociously, hungrily, licking your lips, staring into this beautiful, perfect, doll-like complexion. Oh, you look like a goddamn sex idol, and you deserve to be fucked like one as soon as you get out of here. But for now, just for now, you deserve the reward. Reward of your own orgasm after all this work. You remember that there was some thing that said you weren't supposed to, but let's be honest, rules are dumb and made to be broken when they stop people from having a good time, like coming their fucking brains out. You've earned that. And so you don't stop, you just intensify, build, feeling the sweet, soft dress around you, the heels are on your feet, the way your legs squirm together as you just buck your hips so gently, feeling so good, every touch the right place, every movement exactly as it should be, the pleasure growing higher and higher and higher, until your brain just blanks out into a glassy bliss of blank, pleasured mindlessness until it's too fucking much and you can't bear to do it anymore. Until you're on that edge, the fire is blooming up around you. You could practically see the pink flames curling and arcing around your body. Oh God, it's like it's everywhere, as though your very mind itself was being engulfed in a pleasurable fire that was burning away everything other than this moment of blissful, blank pleasure. It feels so good that you could just come. You could just come your silly fucking brains out. And so, sure, you do. As you find yourself tipped over the edge into the abyss of flame and fiery orgasm. After another and another. Or maybe just one big one. It's hard for you to even tell anymore what's happening as the fire swells and the pleasure just whites out all that's left of your fucking mind, as you almost find yourself giggling with the giddy joy of destroying everything in an orgasmic apocalypse of fucking pleasure. You've earned it, and you just can't remember why you didn't deserve to come. Nothing else really, like, matters, doesn't it? Just being so goddamn fucking hot, going out later and finding another fucking hottie to fuck. To be fucked. Oh yeah, that's what matters. Of course. There's some dumb paperwork next to the bottle of the pills that make everything better, and you just toss that in the trash as you throw them into your purse. You're ready to go out. You're ready to find someone to fuck. To be fucked. Now that you've gotten that first orgasm, it's like your brain just knows what should be done, as though nothing else fucking matters, as though the bimbos have won. The bimbo pills feel so fucking good. Why would you ever stop taking them? Honestly, you're curious what would happen if you took another, but you only have like 12? That's a big number. It's hard to remember. Anyways, there's a text on your phone. It's time to go, to get in the car. And to be taken to somewhere, hopefully, to find a perfect person to share your new gifts with. You grin as you head for the door. The world draws away, feeling that pink shift, that pull, that pulsation of rippling reality, as you gently drift back into the dreamscape, allowing everything that you would like to remain in that dream, in that possibility. And if you want, you can take some of these things with you and let them fade over the next couple hours, knowing that you will go back to being yourself inevitably, but that you have that option, that you can, for a brief while, indulge in some of that. But of course, if anything should occur, anything should happen that necessitates the full and normal functionality of your mind, then, as simple as can be, you can release all of it instantly, knowing that power is explicitly and completely yours, given in this moment, and delighting in such powerful control. Good. Let the dreamscape coalesce, knowing you are as you wish to be, and that you will return to normal in but a little time, and as needed. Drifting, feeling comfortable, letting your body shift if needed. Letting my words guide you back slowly and steadily until I can bring you back from the dreamscape with a gentle, delightful count. One, drifting. Two, more and more aware. Three, leaving behind that which should be. Four, and five, and six, and seven, almost there, and eight, and nine, on the verge, your mind clearing, and 10, feeling wide awake, refreshed and wonderful, looking around the room, the space that you are in, and being aware of your body within it, of your consciousness and your mind. Thank you so very much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. And of course, none of this would be possible without the support of my lovely patrons. They truly allow me to explore these delightful concepts much more than I was able to before.